So we're on the phone with Cynthia Palmer. Cynthia is a frequents the blog at stevespangler.com, and on September 14th happened to see a post called Playing with Bubble Wrap Could Make You $10,000. Hi, Mrs. Palmer. How are you?
I'm just great.
You called today to tell us some good news. I guess the Today Show showed up on your doorstep, and the kids there at the school are pretty excited. What's going on at the school?
Well, Grayson has won the bubble wrap contest, and he went to New York, and they had a red carpet made of bubble wrap for the kids to walk down, and he was awarded the prize.
That's got to make it feel great.
Yes.
Well, it's,
it does.
Let's tell everybody about the contest. The actual posting is on the blog from September 14th. This is a competition sponsored by the Sealed Air Corporation, and this is the first event that they've ever done like this, right?
Right.
And tell me a little bit about the criteria and the rules. They were looking for innovative uses for bubble wrap, correct?
Right. And it was just a fun activity. And we actually had a lot of interest in it. But Grayson was the one that really got serious and did something really important.
Well, it's going to make you feel good. Tell me a little bit, just from a teacher standpoint, because, you know, a lot of teachers will argue that there's just not enough hours in the day to handle the regular curriculum, you know, and especially when it looks like something like this from an outside standpoint. How do you fit things like this into your curriculum? And tell me a little bit about your philosophy with getting your kids excited about doing these kinds of activities.
Well, my philosophy is that science should be fun, and I'm always looking for fun things to do in science. And we do cover content, but we always have something fun to do. And this actually was after school. Children could come after school and talk about, because it covered so many grades, 5 through 8.
Well, you've got to be very, very proud. And again, the name of the school in Nashville, Tennessee is?
Franklin Road Academy.
Well, you got to be proud, and I understand that Grayson's close by, is that right?
Yes, Grayson's right here.
Well, I'm on the phone today with Grayson Rosenberger, and his college fund is just a little bit better off today than it was about a month ago, because he's the winner of the big Sealed Air Corporation contest with bubble wrap. Hello, Grayson.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, you're tired of talking to a lot of media people, aren't you?
Oh, no, sir.
No, it's good.
Not at all.
Well, tell us, we know a little bit about it because our listeners and the people who look at our blog know a little bit about the contest, but tell me about Mrs. Palmer introducing it to you and how you came up with your idea, and tell us a little bit about the idea as well.
Well, Ms. Palmer had mentioned this competition in front of the school assembly. She found a competition by bubble wrap or sealed air just for middle school students to see who could come up with a new use for bubble wrap. And so I thought, hey, that'd be kind of cool. And I was thinking of different ways I could use bubble wrap. And so my mother is a double amputee herself. And so I've gotten used to prosthetics. And when I was thinking of ways I could possibly use bubble wrap, I thought, you know, what if I can do something using prosthetic limbs or legs? And my mom, as well as being a double amputee, also owns a ministry called Standing with Hope, and it provides artificial limbs for people in third world countries. And right now, they work in Ghana, West Africa, with Mr. Jim McElhaney, who is my mother's prosthetist, and he's also my sponsor for the competition. And they are able to provide artificial limbs for people who cannot afford them and fit them. And if they ever get damaged, they can come back to the clinic because they the clinic in Ghana, because they teach the clinic there to make endoskeleton pylon legs, which are the legs we see states.
Right.
And they're the ones with the kind of the aluminum pole as kind of a leg. And so they are able to make those. But in a country such as Ghana, they are extremely modest people, and they walk out in the street and they're made fun of. They're called just terrible names, all because they have a fake leg. And so we could not afford a cosmetic covering because all the parts are donated to the ministry, and if we were to give someone a cosmetic covering, or a real one, as we see here in the States, we'd have to take a leg away from someone else.
Really?
And that just isn't what our mission's about. And so that was my inspiration for this. And I had come up with the idea of using bubble wrap as a cosmetic skin covering about 2 days after Ms. Palmer had mentioned this new competition in front of our school.
Well, and we'll post some pictures of what that looks like, because all our listeners really have to do is to use Google to type in Grayson Rosenberger. You'll find a number of news releases and some pictures. But you literally took the small bubble wrap and wrapped around the prosthetic leg, and then you used some heat to kind of shrink that down and make a tight fit. Is that right?
Well, yes, sir. I used two different types of bubble wrap. I used the big bubble wrap for an inner layer, and it's the layer that it kind of holds its shape. It's kind of like the aluminum is the bone. The first layer of big bubbles are the muscle tissue, and the outer layer of smaller bubbles is like the skin.
Wow.
And so that's kind of how I made it. And then I use a thing called a heat gun, which is like a blow dryer, except it heats up to 750 degrees. And I would run it over the bubble wrap on the outside and use my hand to mold the leg as I would heat the bubble wrap up. And in certain places where the bubble wrap needed to be attached to the leg, I used Scotch packing tape because we tried to fuse the plastic to the sockets of the leg, which is where the person's stump goes in.
Right.
And other parts, but it would not stick. So we had to use normal Scotch packing tape, but that works because if it ever gets damaged, you can just take it off easily. And I had to I replaced a bubble wrap leg to put a new cosmetic covering on before, and I was able to take off the old covering and fit a new one in under 15 minutes.
Wow. Who is, I'm assuming that you've taught some other people how to do this. Who is going to carry this on? I understand that the Sealed Air Corporation is actually going to help you advance this idea. Mrs. Palmer was saying that somebody's actually going to put this into play so that a lot of people can benefit from this idea.
Well, I get to go to Ghana, West Africa, this summer with my parents, where I will teach the clinic over there to make legs or cosmetic coverings with bubble wrap. And the Sealed Air Company has agreed to do whatever we need or to help us out in any way they can in providing this cosmetic skin covering. And they are going to send me all these prototypes of new kind of inventions with bubble wrap, such as self-adhesive bubble wrap, so there's no more need for packing tape, or bubbles that don't pop, and that it create a more rigid structure that's even more firm and compact than the original prototype I made.
Wow.
But Sealed Air is behind us, 100%, they said, but I get to go to Africa and possibly Liberia here soon, where I'll teach the clinics there to use this. So it is being put into action.
Well, you've got to be very proud. You have to know that there's lots of people out there that are proud of what you've done, and science teachers around the country are really looking at this as you help kind of kick off the first year with the competition, the bubble wrap competition for young inventors. I think is a great way to be able to teach some science behind there and a little bit of engineering that fits in there as well, and you've got to be excited. I really, really appreciate your time, and we'll make sure that we get some pictures posted so people can see your inventions. And if they want to learn a little bit more about what you're doing, is there a place where people are posting these things?
Absolutely. There's a website called standingwithhope.com.
Standingwithhope.com, and we'll make sure we put a link on the blog as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Grayson. Congratulations. Make sure the money goes in your college fund, right?
Yes, sir.